Kimmel, I appreciate those on right who backed my rights. Didn't intend to blame a group for Kirk assassination. By Ian Hanchett on September 23, 2025. On Tuesday, Jimmy Kimmel Live host Jimmy Kimmel thanked people on the right who stood up for his right to say what he wants without government pressure, and it wasn't his intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what? It was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make. But, I understand that, to some, that felt ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. Kimmel thanked those who reached out to him, and said that maybe. Most of all, I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway. People who I never would have imagined, like Ben Shapiro, Clay Travis, Candace Owens, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, even my old pal Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, who, believe it or not, said something very beautiful on my behalf. And also mentioned Joe Rogan as someone who defended him. He added, "It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it. And I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what? It was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make. But, I understand that, to some, that felt ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. I have many friends and family members on the other side who I love and remain close to, even though we don't agree on politics at all. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't, ever. And, also, selfishly, I am a person who gets a lot of threats. I get many ugly and scary threats against my life, my wife, my kids, my co-workers, because of what I choose to say. And I know those threats don't come from the kind of people on the right who I know and love. So, that's what I wanted to say on that subject." Kimmel further criticized the Trump administration's approach on free speech and stated that FCC Chair Brendan Carr was right when he criticized censorship in the past. Kimmel also praised Erica Kirk for saying she forgave her husband's killer and that he hopes if one thing is taken away from the tragedy, it's that. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.